On our Tuned In program today, we are visiting with Andrea Almquist, Boone City Administrator. Good to have you back.
Thank you for having me, and congratulations on your community dedication award.
Oh, thank you. It was not a secret. Anybody who's been to the council meetings would know it was not a secret.
But very well deserved.
And I'll get even with the guy that nominated you. No, I won't. Charles Irwin, thank you for that. But once again, that was one of the things that comes up every year.
Yes.
And again, city's got a lot of these things that people just, when did that start? And well, several years ago, we've had a lot of people that have been recognized over the years. And again, it is a community nomination. That's the thing.
So we take the applications in the summer. So we'll look for it next year.
So we got that going. We've got a lot of other things that came up. I got to ask you about the special meeting. Of course, we had a special meeting Friday. Yeah. You were involved with helping to try to negotiate whatever needed to be done. The arch project, obviously, George Eckstein, you know, started it. This was a big thing. He really was pushing it, got a lot of support for it. The problem is once you get to a certain point, then you're starting to talk of using public property. You got different requirements. I'm pretty sure your insurance carrier had a thing or two to say about it. And then with the Downtown Boone Committee handling the resources for it, the finances, they were basically serving as the bank account. But we did have a lot of issues that all of a sudden came up that we needed to get resolved.
Yeah, you know, as the city, we want to make sure that it's done in the proper manner, that everybody is going to be safe, and that this isn't going to be something that needs to be repaired or causes a liability in a few years. So we had some stipulations to make sure that the proper insurance was being taken mm-hmm. out, that the city is on that insurance, and that there's mm-hmm. testing that needs to be done in regards to welding and boring and things like that, that the engineering plans were stamped and approved by a structural engineer. So we just wanted to make sure all that was done, and we're happy that Graybaugh Construction is going to take that over as a general contractor and oversee that project.
So that takes care of a lot of different issues. When you get a general contractor, they have that expertise.
Absolutely.
That helped. That was one thing that we really had been going forward with all kinds of stuff and didn't really have a general contractor involved with it.
So we were trying to piece it together, and that was causing a lot of stress.
Just trying to get the right questions answered.
Yes. And finding the right people that could do it. And we ran into some insurance issues without having that general contractor. So there was just a lot of things that we've been working through over the last several months. But we got that all worked out. We have an agreement with Downtown Boone. And hopefully that project gets moved forward.
So do we have a guess on a time frame?
I do not have that.
Okay.
No,
I was just curious. But, we hope. Hope soon, anyway.
Yes, very soon.
Let's see. A lot of other things happening. We do know that the Economic Development Committee this week went out on another BDIF. I call it a tour, walking tour.
Yeah.
They have a tendency to go out and take a look at proposed projects, make sure that what's being proposed qualifies for the grant program, which is basically a reimbursement of dollars spent, already had a big one from Crooks down in the 600 block of Story. But they're doing the west side of the building. Normally, we don't see the west side, but that's really opened up that back space out there. So with that new parking lot and everything.
Yeah. So with BDIF, typically it has to be a part of your building that's facing a main street. It's got to be viewable. So if you're in the middle of an alley and it's not viewable, it may not qualify. Yeah. But this is going to be the rear half of Crook Plumbing that's off of Story Street there. They're going to do a new entrance back there mm-hmm. so that you can get into their basement.
They have a pretty substantial project coming up there.
So. They do. They do. Yeah. It's a really neat project. And then the one that we just did the initial walkthrough on is 807 and 809 Story Street. They're going to do some repairs around their windows and mm-hmm. do some painting, some minor work, but mm-hmm. it still does qualify for BDIF. For those that don't know about BDIF, it is our Boone Downtown Incentive Fund grant. That is 40% up to $30,000 for facade improvements. It can include a sign, awning, tuck pointing. We do ask that any work is bringing it back to the original architectural design using brick and masonry and not metal coverings.
That's part of the new kind of I don't want to call them guidelines, but the things that Main Street had come up with.
Well, actually, these were part of our guidelines
originally?
For BDIF. Yep, yeah. We have not changed that. But we did adopt the downtown Boone guidelines as a suggestion also.
So.
That goes a little bit more in depth in regards to colors that you're going to use and things like that. As of right now, that is just a guide. We aren't requiring those things, but there are things in the BDIF guidelines that are required.
So that's why they go take a look at these and make sure that they're eligible.
Yep.
So, and will they... Again, one of the things that has been done with BDIF is, I mean, they do the application and everything else. Now, you do you have that agreement that they have to sign off on? This is something within the last year or so that you guys have incorporated.
Yeah. So we have an agreement now once you're awarded that BDIF grant. That you sign in that if you were to sell that building, you would reimburse the city a prorated amount.
Okay.
You have it's over a 4-year period, so it's to prevent people making money off of the city's grant.
Just to come in and do that, and then turn around
and sell it.
And sell it. So.
Yeah.
That's pretty much something you picked up from working with the Economic Development Authority, didn't you? Economic Development Authority use that?
Yes, I used their agreements and modified it to meet our needs. Yep.
So, well, we got some of those going on. It's been a while, though. It was kind of a dry spell for BDIF.
Yeah, it's been a year. So get out there. If you're looking at doing any facade improvements, please visit our website, www.boongov.com. It's on our main page under programs. And there's some other grants out there also, including a sidewalk program. If you need to do some sidewalk improvements or installation, there is a business startup grant that is up to $5,000 if you're looking to start up a business in the downtown area. There's the Jumpstart Boone, which is tax abatements. There's several programs out there. I really encourage you all to look at those and see what you can do.
Anybody that might be planning something, if they look at the city's website, a lot of they're listed there.
Yes.
And if they need extra information, that's when they give you a call and say, what's this about? How can we help?
Absolutely.
We found people that have done, really on the Jumpstart Boone, some of the contractors for doing some of their building projects. They've done pretty well with that. But you can't, like, double dip on some of the things. Again.
Yeah, some of them you can.
Yep.
You can certainly do the Jumpstart Boone and the BDIF or the business startup. But yeah, typically when there's a development agreement involved, then we usually limit it to what you're getting with that development agreement.
Well, in the past week, I think it was the past week, Iowa Economic Development Authority did their tax credits. And again, this is something where that takes some of the risk off for developers that are building. And we know Hunsuckers got the second half of their project. They've got I'm trying to remember what it was, 800 and some thousand, I think it was, in tax credits.
Yeah, and we had three applications.
Okay, so we had more than just the one.
Yeah, yeah. We are so excited and lucky to have all the developers that are busy in our community here, and having three applications is just wonderful. Unfortunately, they only did fund one of them, being the Prairie Place second phase out there across from McDonald's, but that is a great project, too.
So getting done there. And that doesn't mean others won't be back again, because as I recall, I think Iowa Economic Development Authority said they had they awarded a bunch, but they had twice as many applications seeking like $87 million in tax credits or something like that, which we knew they all weren't going to get picked.
No, and I think they awarded $39.5 million.
Yeah,
so that is great that we got one of those.
Got that. So, and again, they look at those that are really close to moving forward and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, We have several others that have picked up some in the past. So, again, the townhomes over on Ringgold, I think they were one of the first. They got some. Kating.
Kating, and then Page Flats.
Yeah, also had some.
Yep, they got some last year. They applied again for Lincoln Flats. Unfortunately, was not successful. So we'll see where that takes us next year.
Yeah, they'll keep working at it. So it's not happening overnight, does it?
No. But if you look around, it sure looks like it's happening overnight. We got a lot of development around here, and it looks great.
A lot of building going on. And speaking of that, there are still the single-family residential. I know you still are looking for others that are interested in that. We have Oak Park, which is one of the subdivisions. But you're looking at potentially others, getting into some of the affordable housing area.
Yeah, that's a bit of a difficult find there.
It is.
Meeting the current neighborhood's demographic is another challenge that we're running into, is that where maybe we have vacant land, it doesn't meet those, it doesn't meet or fall into those same categories.
Okay.
So if you're looking at $150,000 to $300,000 range, but the homes all around that area is $400,000 or $500,000, even the developer starts backing out, saying, I don't think this is a good fit.
Yeah. So it's a matter of finding the right place to do it and get it in there. So
I keep working on that.
Good luck. I mean, if there were easy answers, we wouldn't have to keep working on it, too.
Yeah.
Again, on the economic development side, industrial properties. I know you still, along with the Boone County Economic Growth, continue to look and take a look at what might be available, because we know that there are going to be other industrial needs. The question is where and how are we going to be able to work with them?
Yes, and we are working on that also. As we all know, Daisy took a lot of land. We got Ag Certain out there, and
Ag Certain took up everything out in the area. Theirs was our ready area. And they took up the whole
certified
thing.
Certified site. Yep. Yeah. That was our certified site. They took all of that. So we continue to work on our next step of what land we would like to move forward into that area.
I know that people are going to say, well, why did they take the whole certified site? Their long-range plans are to grow and fill that. So keep going.
Yeah.
We'll let them keep growing, too. Some of the other things coming up or things that are happening. Obviously, we are getting up to burning season. I'm going to throw it in here. Open burning will be coming up here relatively soon. And I know that's one of the things where, especially when you get decent weather and people have the windows open, it's, well, I can burn, but do you really want to?
Yeah. So open burning starts next week, October 1st through November 15th. You can't start burning before 8 a.m. and it needs to be put out by 5 p.m. But as an alternative, the Boone County Landfill is offering free yard waste from October 2nd to November 15th. They offer that from Thursday through Saturday. They also take it on other days, but there would be a fee associated on that. What we do ask is that people don't dump their yard waste and trees and bushes into the county's
you get them out in the ditch out there.
Yeah, we don't want that. So please don't do that.
There are challenges, and we all have those. So, and cover the load. I know that more than one occasion we've heard about the debris flying out, and they wait until they get out there and almost out there and then cover it. Tie the branches down. You know, if you got bags, cover them up.
Yeah, that's something. Yep. And then there's always composition too.
Yeah. Composting.
Composting.
That too.
Sorry.
Well, and some people say, why doesn't the city have a site where you can drop off for composting? Well, that would require you to have
staff,
people to take care of it and everything else. And
yes,
we don't have that. Haven't had that for a while. So
no. I think back a long time ago, they did. There was a spot at the park that you could dump that stuff. But yeah, that just takes staff, and we don't have it right now. So.
We don't have that many. Some of the other things, what else is going on? Obviously, some of your work on the utilities, water, wastewater, those are moving forward.
Yeah, we got the ground storage reservoir. We're waiting for CDBG to release their funds, which is expected to happen on October 8th. That will then allow us to move forward with the bidding process, and that is expected to begin or to be due first part of December.
Well, if you can get bids like the others have come in, you'll be very happy.
Talking about that, we got our Hancock Drive project that was just awarded. Yeah. It was $1 million under our estimated cost, so that is awesome.
She likes it because that's less that the city has to come up with to put in.
Yes. So,
and again, the DOT likes it as well if it's well under the estimate. The RISE grant that they basically they did the bidding, and I think what all the contractors were under the estimate.
Yeah, absolutely. The Hancock Drive one, again, is being funded by RISE primarily. There is some city match there that's 20% of the streets, and then the water and the sewer part of it is not covered under RISE also. But yeah, that's really exciting that came in under. We did get advised that construction won't start until spring of 2026.
Okay.
Initially, we thought
you'd hoping for this fall.
Yeah, we were. But the contractor is Absolute Concrete, and they're planning starting in spring of 2026 with the completion of 2027. So still in time for Daisy out there. So,
compaction of the road is going to be the big thing because they anticipate truck traffic there. What you're kind of.
Absolutely.
That's what the plan is.
Yep, that is. That road will be used for Daisy's semis to come in and unload and then and leave out that way.
So that's that'll be going. And by the way, it does include what turn signals, turning lanes, and everything, stoplights,
traffic control there on Snedden Drive and Hancock. That's to help with the school traffic along with the Daisy traffic. Yeah.
So. 26, right? Done in 27.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Typically 1 year on street projects.
Okay. Well, we'll let them go about taking care of that. Now, for the infrastructure part, then that does allow you at the same time any water sewer that you want to put in there. You're going to be able to do that because you really don't want to dig up a roadbed once it's done. So.
Yeah, nope. All that will be done at the same time.
Okay, everything. So that's going to be pretty. That's why we're talking $3 million.
Yeah, that whole area over the next year or two is really going to be busy because we've got this all happening. We have the force main going in. We have the lift station going in. And the DOT has the roundabouts going in there on Snedden and Highway 30. And then also at the Cobblestone Moffitt's intersection. All that will be happening in 2027.
There's a lot of work there.
There will be.
Okay. What other, there are some other things you're still looking at?
We've got our city engineer heading to Minnesota to look at another option for nitrate removal.
The big thing on this is because you're going to expand, you need additional water, volume. Right. But you haven't had a nitrate issue. The question is down the road, will you need to have something in there, I think? And that's our planning ahead, really, to what might be needed.
Right. So initially, we were looking at Jordan Wells, which would be a lot deeper, which would be less nitrates. Unfortunately, that does not work for Boone. So we are having to continue with the alluvial wells, which are more shallow, which tend to have more nitrates. So what we're trying to do is head off that as a concern and prepare in case that becomes an issue.
Okay. Other things that are coming up, you're going to go to work on, well, it was a council goal to recodifies, but we're kind of jumping in. Well, you've already started. You already did zoning and you've had the chief is public safety. He's gone through a lot of their ordinances that they were dealing with. There were some recommended approvals there. But we've retained the services of Simmering Quarry because we're just going to say, go through the whole thing and let's get it cleaned up.
Yeah. So there's one thing of going through the ordinance book and looking at them and trying to update them, which is a big job for anybody because that's a lot of staff time. The lawyers need to look at it. There's also legislative changes. But in addition to that, our ordinances haven't been updated for 20 years. I think it was 2004 last time they got recodified. Mm-hmm. So there's formatting issues, just like when you're using a Word document, the 20-year-old Word document no longer formats to the 2025 document. So that's some of the issues that Cimmer and Corey are having with our new ordinances that were given to them and to the ones that we're amending. So they have really requested that we go through and get this updated to a new format.
And just language issues, some spelling typos, yep. they happen all the time.
Yep, and just being more consistent. If you're using the numerical number, number 9, in one spot, then we want to use it throughout the whole section mm-hmm. versus having it spelled out in one part and then the street number 9 here, or using Mamie on some sections and 4th Street on the other. We just want to be more consistent, to the best of our ability.
Not overly costly, but it does take time to go through that. Much better we have somebody else go through that. And that's what they do.
Yes. They're expecting 18 months to get through this. So, and it's not just them. They will look through it. They will send us a draft back. Our department heads will take a look through that. Our city attorneys will advise us on any changes that are questionable. One thing that I am looking forward to is having another section added to that ordinance, which will list out all of our fees. So we'll have a section within our book. A lot of our fees have moved from ordinance-based to resolution-based.
Sure.
And so when you're looking at the ordinance, it says the fees based on whatever resolution, well, then it's the resolution's not there. Yeah. And the goal is to have that right there with the ordinances, so you can just go to that chapter or that section to look those up.
Okay. Well, one of the other things the council did do was you did retain engineering or architectural services for the green space. People were wondering what's going to happen once that shelter thing blew down. We are looking to get it replaced.
Yeah, that's been very missed, especially for our Nights on a Green and Preferability Days and some of the events that we have there. So I'm excited that we have hired Tomatich Engineering to design that. And I'm hoping to have that rebuilt in time for next year's season of events.
So go for springtime.
Yeah.
Keep it done. Hey, there's a lot of different things too. Any other final things that I think council passed? Most everything else I think is just going forward. The stump removal, I know the council, that was one of their goals, put some money towards the Parks Department to do those stump removal. They've been making some headway on that. I know Mike was pretty excited about that. So
We set aside $75,000 this year to remove all those stumps that we've been moving, or taking trees out from either the derecho or hazardous trees. They're in the parking area. I believe there was 355 of them, and we got the bid that came in very low, and so they have moved on to even include some stump removals into the park.
All right, so going to get a lot taken care of.
We are. So. We're busy.
Andrea Elmquist, our guest, our Boone City Administrator. Next council meeting coming up here in October. What kind of highlights do you see on the agenda at this time? She's thinking.
We are starting the process on the bonds for...
For the Daisy.
Yep, Hancock Drive and Daisy projects. Okay. So that's being done. We are going to have a closed session on a real estate situation. Okay. We also are holding that public hearing for the airport's land for the exchange of property and lease.
Okay.
That is with the Armory.
Okay.
The plan there is that the Armory would like to expand their facilities. So, they obviously need funding.
Yeah.
So they have entered into an agreement to lease out some more land, about 33 acres. And then once they get that all developed, the goal is to exchange that property that they've been leasing for some property of theirs that they would give to the city.
All right. So it's like they've been negotiating that for quite a while.
Yeah,
they've been working on that for some time.
So. I bet it's probably been 2 years.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
Andrea Elmquist, once again, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.